Okay, thank you for coming, for taking out of your day to join the shir. Today I want to discuss some additional halachos regarding the 9 days in Tisha B'Av. We'll see how far we get. We might have to continue next week. But, some of the interesting and different halachos that apply this year because of the pandemic, because of COVID-19. So one interesting shaila that I got, and I saw, and I'm on a WhatsApp chat with some other rabbis, and I saw that other rabbanim also got this shaila, is, are you allowed to launder face masks during the 9 days? So we know, generally speaking, the Shulchan Aruch tells us in source number one, Shavua Shechabo Tishbav Asrum L'Sapar U'L'Chabes, that during Shavua Shechabo, the week in which Tishbav falls, so we're not allowed to cut our hair, we're not allowed to do any laundry, and not only that, but the Shulchan Aruch writes, V'chira Mechubasim Yikoda, even freshly laundered clothing, Bein Lilbosh, Bein Lahatzia Bohem Hamita, right, we're not allowed to wear freshly laundered clothing, whether we're wearing it, whether it's talking about bed linen, and we're not supposed to put fresh bed linen on our beds during the Shulchan Aruch says Shavu Shechalbo, va'afilu mitbechos hayadayim va'ashulchan aser, and even it sounds like even napkins and towels and tablecloths, all of those things should not be freshly laundered, should not be used during Shavu Shechalbo. Obviously, Shabbos we know is okay, but during the rest of Shavu Shechalbo, freshly laundered clothing should not be used. And the Rama writes, "V'anu noag in lahachmir b'cholzeh mitchilas rosh chodesh arachar atainis imlo letzorech mitzvah." So we have the minhag, we have the custom, says the Rama, of being stringent in these matters, not doing laundry and not wearing or using freshly laundered garments or linen. So we have the custom to be stringent with this from Rosh Chodesh, which is today, from Rosh Chodesh Av through Tisha B'Av, imlo letzorech mitzvah. There is one exception. The Rama writes that if there's a tzorech mitzvah, if there's the case they bring is a woman who's in Shiva Nakiyim and she needs to wear clean clothing, so that's something that would be a tzorech mitzvah, that maybe if she doesn't have, she can launder or she could wear freshly laundered. But otherwise we have no heter to wear freshly laundered or to launder during the 9 days, according to the minhag of the Rama. And certainly during Shavu Shechabo, according to the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Iker Halacha that's brought in the Gemara. So the question is there any room for leniency regarding something like face masks, where the issue is an issue of health, right? It might not be a Tzorech Mitzvah. I mean, you could maybe use an expansive definition of Tzorech Mitzvah, that maybe health is also considered to be Tzorech Mitzvah, but usually Tzorech Mitzvah means mitzvah proper. But the question is, for health reasons, is there a reason to be makel, reason to be lenient, to launder face masks during this time? So there's a Gemara in Tainus on Daf Lamed, and the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Kol mitzvos hanoagos be'ovel, noagos be'tisha b'av. That all of the mitzvos, the Brisa uses the language of mitzvos, but obviously here we're referring to isurim, prohibitions that apply during Avelus apply on Tisha B'Av as well. So, for example, Asur ba'achila u'bishtia, that doesn't apply by Avelus. Obviously, an Avelus is allowed to eat and drink, but on Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to eat and drink. Now, these following things do apply when it comes to Avelus as well. That an Avel is not allowed to involve himself in Sicha, right, which is anointing, ni'ilas ha'sandal, wearing leather shoes, tash mishamita, marital relations. The Braisa leaves out Rechitza, but Rechitza and Sicha are usually lumped together, as we'll see. Sicha means anointing to with some sort of a cologne or perfume or some sort of a body oil. And Rechitza obviously is washing. Both in Avel and on Tisha B'Av, we don't engage in regular Torah study. The Lishnos b'Mishnah b'Tamar u'b'Medrash u'b'Halachos v'Agados, we don't involve ourselves in any of these things. Again, of course, if it's Hilchos Avelos or Hilchos Tisha B'Av, that certainly is Mutter, and we know that there are many other areas of Torah that are Mutter as well to learn. But that is the basic Halach, and we see from this Gemara in Tainus that we make an equation between the Halachos of Avelos and the Halachos of Tisha B'Av. Obviously, Tisha B'Av, we have the element of fasting as well, which we don't have during Avelos. But the other halachos are essentially halachos of Avelos. After all, we're all mourning the Churban HaBayis. That's the Gemara in Titus on Daf Lamed. Now there's another Gemara in Titus on Daf Yud Gimel, which discusses this Isser Rechitza, the Isser of washing oneself, again, during Avelos. But again, we're making the equation between Avelos and Tisha B'Av. So writes the Gemara in Titus on Daf Yud Gimel, V'hilchas al ha'alacha is, Avel Asur Lirchotz Kol Gufo, and Avel is not permitted to wash his or her entire body, Bein B'chamin Bein B'tzonin Kol Shiva. Right, whether it's in hot water, whether it's in cold water, doesn't matter. The entire shivan avil is not allowed to not allowed to bathe or shower. Excuse me. Aval panav yadav raglav. But let's say I just want to wash my hands, and avil just wants to wash their hands, their feet, their face. Bechamin aser betzonei mutter. So the Gemara says that's permissible with cold water. Cold water and avil is allowed to wash their hands, their feet, and their face. But with hot water, even that is prohibited. But to put on, you know, some sort of ointment or cologne or perfume, that's usur completely. There's no heter for that at all when it comes to avelus. Continues the Gemara, and this is a very important piece of the Gemara for us. Ve'im la'averes hazuhama, if the purpose, and here the assumption is that this is going back on not only sicha, but also on rechitza, washing and anointing, if the purpose is not for pleasure, but the purpose is to remove the zuama. Zuama refers to, you know, the buildup of perspiration and dirt, schwitz. If that's the purpose, if that's why you're washing yourself, then mutter. So then you're allowed to wash yourself during avelus. Now again, right, still the recommendation is an avel, you know, doesn't necessarily need to shower every day. Whenever the avel needs to shower, usually the avel's indoors, sometimes avelim must sit outdoors nowadays. The avel is usually not so active. And also not to enjoy it, meaning if you're taking the shower, you know, do it in lukewarm water, you know, if not cold, just to get it done and to get yourself clean, but not to enjoy a nice hot shower. Okay, now that's the halacha when it comes to avelus, that if you're doing the rechitza or the sicha to remove zuama, to remove some sort of dirt or perspiration, then it's mutter. Obviously we know that if an avel, let's say, gets some dirt on their hand, and the only way it's going to come off is in hot water, even though we said you cannot wash even your hands in hot water, but if that's the only way to get off the dirt, then you're allowed to do that. The Shulchan Aruch paskins this halacha in Hilchos Avelus in source number 4, Sicha Ketzad, right? What's the prohibition of Sicha as it relates to an Avel? Asur lasuch afilu kolshu, you're not allowed to put any type of oil, ointment, or perfume on at all. Im mechavein letanuk, if your intention is for enjoyment. If your intention is for pleasure, for enjoyment, you want nice cologne, nice perfume, you want to smell good, something like that, that's prohibited. Aval, im hu lahavir hazuama, mutter. But if it's just to remove zuama, if it's to remove, you know, the perspiration, the dirt, then it's permissible. Ve'ein sarich lomar mishum refuah, and certainly if it's necessary from a medical perspective. Kigon sheyesh lo chatatin barosho. So a person has some sort of an issue with their head or with their hair, and they need to wash their hair very well. They need to wash their head very well, and you know, they need to do that even during avelus. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that's okay. So this is paskin in Shulchan Aruch that if an avel has to wash or even to do sicha, the only prohibition is if it's mechavin latanuk, only if the intention is for pleasure. But if the intention is to remove the zuama, to remove the dirt, or remove the perspiration, or it's medically warranted, the doctor said that they have to do this. So then, certainly, that would be permissible. Now, so that's all when it comes to Hilchos Avelus. Let's now take that and translate that into Hilchos Tisha B'Av. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, and again, we saw that the Gemara equated the halachos of Avelus with the halachos of Tisha B'Av, and the Shulchan Aruch writes in source number 5, Sicha Eina asura elo shel tainuk, that the only time sicha, the only time anointing oneself or applying ointments, perfumes, and colognes and things like that is prohibited, is if you're doing it for tainuk, for pleasure. Aval mi sheyesh lo chatatin berosho, so here he's quoting, right, this is the same language that the Shulchan Aruch used in Hilchos Avelus, that if the person has some sort of a problem with their scalp, with their head, and they need to apply some sort of an ointment there, then you're allowed to apply, you're allowed to do sicha, and there's no problem. And the Biur Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah in his Biur Halacha comments on that, in source number 6, even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it explicitly, in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, in Hilchos Avelos, he does say it explicitly. He says, Imu Lahavi Razua Mamutr, but the Biur HaLacha assumes that the Shulchan Aruch means the same in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, and therefore, if the intention is to remove the dirt or remove the perspiration, so then that is mutter. One is allowed to wash and one is allowed to apply, you know, sikha, apply any sort of ointment as well. This is why we say during the 9 days, right? And of course, that's, you know, the halachos of, as we said, the halachos apply for us, not just during Shavuot Shechava, but even during the 9 days as well. That even though we generally don't wash or bathe, but that's for pleasure. But if a person feels disgusting, and they need, they're very sweaty and they need to clean themselves, so then they can clean themselves. Again, you try to do it as minimalistically as possible, right? A lukewarm, you know, shower, do it quickly just to get yourself clean and not to enjoy it. And the same thing applies with deodorant, antiperspirant. A person is, of course, allowed to apply those things during the 9 days. You should. It's a mitzvah, kavod abrios. But to put on deodorant and antiperspirant, because again, even though that might be sikha, you're applying some sort of ointment. It might even smell good to your body, but you're not doing it for pleasure. You're doing it really just to remove the zuama or to prevent the zuama, and therefore that would be permissible. The Tzitz Eliezer discusses a very interesting shaila, and this comes up sometimes. Let's say a person is traveling during the 9 days. So generally, you know, many people don't like to travel during the 9 days. Certainly people don't like to go on vacation. Certain people don't like to fly. But let's say you're not flying and you're driving. You have to go on a business trip. It's essential. You couldn't delay it. And you're staying over in a hotel during the 9 days. So I'm sleeping on freshly laundered sheets. So how am I allowed to do that? Right in the hotel, obviously, they're going to give me freshly laundered sheets. So how am I allowed to do that? Let's say I'm a Jewish person and I own a hotel. Right, many from hotels in Eretz Yisrael and things like that. People are coming, they're checking in on during the 9 days. How are they allowed to provide freshly laundered sheets? And how are they allowed to launder? Obviously, they have to launder their sheets. They can't just, you know, they don't have an endless supply. They have to launder their sheets. So how is that permissible during this time? So Rav Eliezer Waldenberg, Azatzal from Yerushalayim, in his Chuvos Tzitz Eliezer, so he explains that this is mutter based on some of these ideas that we've mentioned. Vim kein, al pi ha'amor nire lomar. It appears to me, tehua dinami gabe iser hatzoas levani mechubasim. Right, this prohibition of putting out fresh bed linen, the lo asru ki'im letainuk. That's only if you're doing it to enjoy. Right, your bed linen is fine. You just changed it erev the 9 days. Erev Rosh Chodesh, you changed your bed linen. But you know what? I like the other linen better. You know, it's more comfortable. I like it. I'm going to enjoy it more. You know, whatever the case might be. So I want to change it for tainug. I want to change it to enjoy. Right? The Tzitz Eliezer, that's when it's prohibited. Aval kol shachlofa ba'a l'shem havaras hazuama mutter. But if you're changing the bed linen, because it's dirty, because it's disgusting, so then that's mutter. Again, you should try to change it before the 9 days. And, you know, 9 days of a bed linen is not the end of the world. But, you know, if a person, you know, is faced with dirty bed linen, so then they're allowed to change it. It's disgusting. V'kayadua, hardu b'nei adam nim'asim lishkav al sadinim sheshochav aleim adam acher. He says, many people, hardu b'nei adam, not everyone, many people do not like to sleep in sheets that someone else slept in. V'achlofa etzlam hu mamesh k'mishum atzulei tinufa. Changing these sheets, it's like you view them as dirty, they're disgusting. Even if you look at them, they look clean. But they're disgusting to you, right? They're disgusting to sleep in the same sheets that someone else slept in. The ruba de bnei adam istanisim hema legabe davar zeka yadua. He says most people nowadays are considered an istanis. Istanis is a very sensitive person. So in the times of the Gemara, where people were not as careful about regular hygiene, so the istanis was the very sensitive person who was very careful about it. Obviously today, we are all considered istanis regarding certain things, and certainly changing bed linen is one of them. You're not changing the sheets here in the hotel, you know, for pleasure. It's disgusting for me to sleep on the same sheets, and therefore he says, it's mutter, and he writes, not only is it mutter during the 9 days, not only during the 9 days, whereas we saw from the Ramah, the extension to Rosh Chodesh is a minhag, elagam b'shavua shechalba tishbav shehu midina. Even during Shavuot Shechalba, even during the week of Tisha B'Av, where it's Medina, that's a halach in the Gemara that it's usher to launder and to change it into freshly laundered clothing or linen during that time. He says that's just like being mavir the zuama. So that's certainly allowed. That's certainly permissible. So how do we apply this to face masks? So the very interesting halacha that Rav Schechter quotes in his tshuva, and we'll see part of the tshuva in a minute, but he quotes the halacha. This is also a halacha in Hilchos Avelus, and the Ramah here brings a Yesh Omrim. Yesh Omrim b'shas hadever ein misavlim. There are those that say that during a plague, b'shas hadever means during a plague, there's no Avelus. There's no Avelus. Mishum bi'asusa. Because we're scared. We're nervous. V'shamati k'tzas noguke. And the Ramah writes, I heard that there are those people, some people that have this custom that when there's a plague, there's no Avelus. Now, what does that mean that there's no Avelus? So Rav Schechter explains that if you look at the Maharsham there, it doesn't mean that there's no Avelus whatsoever. But he writes, and we'll read the beginning of the Tshuva in a moment, but if you look at number 9, where my cursor is here, second to last line, he writes, he says, check out the Maharsham, and he says, you see clearly there, Shekavanas Hayesh Omrim Ha'elu, that the kavanah of this Yesh Omrim in the Ramah, who le'inyan zeh lichbos ha-begadim. It doesn't mean that there's no avilus whatsoever. A person can sit shiva if it's during a plague. There's no reason why not to sit shiva, right? There's nothing stopping you from sitting shiva. But what it's referring to is not washing your clothing. During shiva, we don't do laundry. We don't wash our clothing during shiva. However, during a plague, there were those that were careful that said, we're nervous, right? Biasusa, we're scared, we're nervous. We don't want chas v'shalom, our clothing to contract any of this virus, or any of the sickness, the illness, and therefore, we got to wash our clothing. So there were those that had this custom. So writes Rav Schechter, based on that, we can be lenient during the 9 days in a case of need. So he doesn't talk about face masks, but he talks about the following case. He writes, Minagan Ashkenazim hu, Shebetisha sayamim ein mechabsim begadim kimo b'shloshim. We have the custom during the 9 days not to do laundry, just like shloshim. And that's what we spoke about last week, that Rav Schechter quoted in the name of the Rav, that the 9 days is parallel to Shloshim. Of course, the Sfarim only hold this during Shavuot Shechalbo, but the Ashkenazim already extended to Rosh Chodesh. V'nire Pashut, writes Rav Schechter, Sherofei hanimtza bebeis acholim b'chol yom, a doctor who spends time in the hospital every day, and there are COVID patients. V'rotze l'chabeis es begadof mipnei chashash hidabkus ha-corona, and he's afraid. Right, he wants to come home and he wants to do his laundry. He wants to wash his clothing because he's afraid that maybe there's elements of the virus on his clothing. So he wants to wash his clothing. The bevadai mutter, writes Rav Schechter, that's certainly permissible during this time, during the 9 days, based on this idea of the Ramah that during the time of Dever, we have this Yesh Omrim that we don't have Avelus during the time of Dever, meaning that we're allowed to wash our clothing. So again, it seems to me what he's saying is that when it's for health reasons, right, it's to remove, like the Tzitz Eliezer said, to remove the Zuama. It's for health and hygiene reasons, so then it is permissible to do it. And writes Rav Schechter, not only a doctor, obviously, v'lav davka rofe, tehu adinami acher, shechoshesh lihidabku samachla, anybody else, right, if there's someone else who's afraid, he's afraid that he's going to come home from work or whatever, and he's got a virus on his clothing potentially, and he wants to wash those clothing. So, writes Rav Schechter, you'd be allowed to do that during the 9 days. You'd be allowed to do that during this time. So, based on this, one can extrapolate it. Again, he doesn't talk about face masks explicitly, and neither does the Tzitz Eliezer. But I think the extrapolation is obvious that once these kind of things are permissible, so a person who needs a clean face mask. Because using a dirty face mask is, number one, might not be effective. Maybe the face mask got contaminated with corona, or it's just disgusting to reuse the same face mask, and you're not doing it for tainug. You're not washing it because you enjoy, excuse me, the new fresh face mask. You're doing it, to remove the zuama. You're doing it to remove any disgusting elements. So that would seem to be permissible. However, and this is a big caveat, what I would say is that it's certainly ideal not to rely on this. So meaning, if a person can get disposable face masks, right? Many people, myself included, many people wear disposable face masks. So if you can get disposable face masks to use during the 9 days, and that way you don't have to launder the cloth face masks, that is certainly ideal. That is certainly the proper and the best way to go, because this way you don't have to worry about doing the laundry. You use a disposable face mask, you use it and you throw it away, and then you don't have to worry. But if for some reason a person has to use a cloth face mask, or they don't have disposable, they can't get disposable, whatever the case might be, and they can only have a cloth face mask, and after using it for a day or so, it gets disgusting, and you need to wash it. And again, assuming you don't have enough, you know, cloth face masks to use, so then you would be allowed to wash it during the 9 days. So again, halacha lemaisa, I would say the best thing is to even if you wear cloth all the time, but it's certainly during the 9 days, the best thing is to wear disposable, so you don't have to wash them. Second best thing is to have enough of a supply of cloth that you don't have to wash them. But again, if you if a person has to wear cloth, does not have disposable, can't access disposable, and doesn't have enough of a supply, so then they can wash it. Because again, you're not washing it for tainuk, for pleasure, but you're washing it for hygiene, in the language of the Tzitz Eliezer, lahaviris hazuama, to remove the things that are disgusting, or even in Rav Shechter's case, even potentially the face mask could theoretically get coronavirus on it, and you want to wash it to cleanse it of that hidabkus ha-corona. So that is certainly permissible. Okay, so that's in terms of that shaila. I wanted to discuss one other thing, which is omer al haperek, something that's very applicable this year, and that is what are we doing in shul about eicha and kinos? So davening minyanim, baruch Hashem, we have minyanim in shul, and ma'ariv we could daven in shul, shacharis we could daven in shul. Some of the minyanim are outside, some of the minyanim are inside. But what are we doing about eicha and kinos? So so the halacha is as follows. We know we have a minhag to say eicha at night, and we say some kinos at night, and then during the day we have obviously a much more extended kinos. I think at night we only say about 5 kinos, and during the day there are many more. Most shuls, ours included, do not say all of the kinos because it would take too long, but we have a nice selection of kinos that we say. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in source number 10, this is again in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, B'leil Tisha B'Av, Mispalim Arvis V'Omrim Eicha V'Kinos. On the night of Tisha B'Av, we daven Mariv, and we say Eicha and Kinos. V'Omer Achar Kinos V'Eicha Seder Kiddusho V'Aschum V'Yata Kadosh. And as we know, we have the custom that following Eicha and Kinos, we say V'Yata Kadosh. We don't say V'Hinoam, but we say V'Yata Kadosh, and we don't say V'Valat Zion, also we don't say those first two psukim, but we start from V'Yata Kadosh. Now the Mishnah Brura writes that when it comes to Eicha and Kinos, now normally we do it with a minyan, we do it in shul. However, the Mishnah Brura writes in the name of the Chayei Adam in source number 11 of Afilu Kishu B'Yachin. Even if a person is alone, let's say a person is stuck, you know, Tisha B'Av, and they're not near a minyan. Forget about this year, a regular year. They're stuck, they're not near a minyan. So the halacha is they should say Eicha to themselves, and they should say Kinos to themselves, right? Eicha and Kinos can certainly be said B'Yachidus. So Rav Shechter writes, what about shuls that are worried about extending the davening? You know, you have davening and then you have Eicha and Kinos, or you have Kinos in the morning. So what about shuls that are concerned about extending the davening for that time? So he writes in a different tshuva, Bekama Bate Knesios, actually I believe it's the same tshuva actually, the second part of the tshuva, Bekama Bate Knesios Rotzim Lemait B'chomai De'efshah Zman HaTfila B'yachad. Right, with many shuls are trying to minimize the time spent davening together as much as possible. Because we're concerned about the transmission of disease, which unfortunately is still here. Baruch Hashem, in New York right now, the numbers are very good, and they should continue to remain stable and go down. They made the following suggestion. Right, say Kaddish Tiskabel after Mariv. V'lomar Aleinu, say Aleinu, ulacharav Kaddish Yasom, regular Kaddish Yasom after Aleinu, and then the Yelech Kolecha the Beso, v'acharkach Yikru Eicha v'yomru Akinos b'Zoom, and then everyone will go home, and you can do Eicha and Kinos over Zoom. V'afde al pipshuto leka minag lomar koheles o shirashirim b'yachidus, and he says even though if you look at it, there's no custom to say many of these other Megillos b'yachidus. Esther, we know, of course, if a person's together with a minion or he's alone, he's got to say Megillas Esther. He has to say Megillas Esther. But when it comes to Koelas and Shir HaShirim, which we have a minhag to say, if a person's B'Yachidus, which unfortunately we had this past Pesach, we were B'Yachidus, there's no minhag to say these Megillos of Koelas and Shir HaShirim. However, Aval Mavur Ba'Achronim Shekein Nogu Likro Eicha B'Yachidus. However, he says, if you look at the Achronim, we just saw this in the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Chayei Adam, we do have a custom to say Eicha B'Yachidus. And therefore writes Rav Shechter v'hi atzah nechona. This is a good suggestion. Right? The people can go home and they can say Eicha and Kinos at home. Utzrichem lizar shel lomar ha-kadosh shelach ha-gemar kriyas Eicha v'amiras ha-kinos. Just make sure we don't say Kaddish afterwards. Meaning usually we say Kaddish after Eicha and Kinos. Make sure not to say that Kaddish, because we're not going to be together with the minyan. Me'achar deleka asar b'makom echa. Even though you have maybe 100 people on Zoom, but we're not all together. And the same thing in the morning. V'chenitziu ligmor tefila shachris b'tishuva baboker velomar kol akinos achar kach biyachad erech Zoom. The same thing in the morning. Daven shachris, and then everyone can go home and do kinos over Zoom. Kishekol echad yechad yihye kvar bebeisa umina nochon lahani kein. He says it's a proper thing to do. It's a proper custom. So again, you know, there's no issues. Kinos, one can certainly say biyachidus. Unlike something like slichos, where we have the yud gimel midos that have to be said together, kinos, there's nothing to it that must be said with a minyan. A person can say kinos biyachidus, and in koel and I'm sorry, eicha also a person can say biyachidus. In fact, there's also a custom that some have of saying eicha during the day. We say eicha together at night. During the day, we don't say eicha. But there's a custom that's brought by some of the poskim that every individual should try to recite eicha again alone by themselves biyachidus later in the day on Tisha B'Av. So based on that, Rav Shechter suggests that this is a good, or he recommends that this is a good suggestion. I think what we're going to do this year is that since at night it's not quite as long, Eicha doesn't take that long, and Kinos, it's only a few Kinos, so we are going to offer in person Eicha and Kinos. We will also stream it on Zoom for those who are interested and those who would rather stay home and listen to Eicha and Kinos on Zoom, so we'll have that option, but we will have an in-person option at night. In the morning, where kinos are much longer, so we're going to do them strictly over Zoom, because that's more extended, and that could take, you know, we've done in the past about 2 hours for kinos, so that already, to extend the davening plus 2 hours of kinos, that's already a nice long time, and better not to be together for such a long time. So we're going to follow Rav Shechter's advice for Shachris, and we're going to daven Shachris together, and then we're going to, everyone will go home and we'll say kinos over Zoom. So again, unfortunately, you know, we're faced with some of these questions, but definitely some of the interesting questions that come up during this time of COVID-19.